Scotch potatoes across the country, around the world, and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr.
And I'm Neil Miller.
No, I'm not. Oh, you ruined it.
I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer, and you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies.
Oh, she punked me from the beginning. Yes, but yeah, we have Kristen Dreyer Kramer back because Neil Miller, while back from Park City and Sundance, is hibernating.
Recovering.
I think he got sick.
He had a
wild
week.
I think he got some cold sores from John Stamos.
Oh. I don't know. What about Gary Shandling?
Or maybe Gary Shandling. You never know. I mean, that guy's got such a lumpy face, he can hide anything. So welcome back, Kristen. You're coming in to fill in for the probably the last time, at least until Neil goes to like South by Southwest.
Right.
But Kristen is from nightsandweekends.com and also...
WCBE.
Yeah, WCBE, NPR. Mm-hmm. That's an NPR station, right?
Yes.
And you do It's Movie Time.
Yes.
With John Stamos. Or John DeSanto, excuse me. They look almost identical.
Yeah, he would take that, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, thank you for coming back to do another show with us, Kristen.
Thank you for having me.
We're stalling. I'll explain why in a little bit. But for the time being, here's how you get a hold of us, fatguysatthemovies.com. Go to iTunes, search Fat Guys at the Movies. We'll pop right up. You can also email us at fatguys@filmschoolrejects.com. Or you can call us and give us a voicemail, 614-388-8735. We haven't checked it in weeks because, well, Neil's been in Park City.
So you can't check it.
I could, but
You just don't feel like it?
I just don't feel like
it. Gotcha.
You know what it is? There's a password to it. Neil has the password.
And you always forget.
I always forget. And then he forgets and then he resets it. So I don't know what it is.
Oh, okay.
So I have my own.
So you can call, but don't expect a response.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll get back to that. We'll get to your calls next month. So the reason we're actually stalling is because there are three movies opening this week and we've seen none of them.
Nope. Not a thing.
We are the worst film critics on the radio and on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we don't blame ourselves because... First of all, the studios didn't want us to see two of them.
Right.
The Uninvited and Taken, they didn't screen at all.
Right.
They screened Taken in Cleveland, but we are in Columbus.
Yeah.
Didn't do us
any good. That's a drive.
Well, and here's the thing that's so stupid about that. Excuse me. Yes, I called the studio stupid, but Taken came out like a year ago in like France and the UK and in Asia, and it's been playing everywhere for like 9 months.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, we don't want... Supposedly, they don't do screenings because they don't want negative reviews. The movie's been out.
I'm pretty sure there are reviews out there already.
And I'm pretty sure that if we really wanted to, we could probably go onto a BitTorrent site and watch it anyways. I'm just too lazy to do that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my brother-in-law probably saw it a year ago already.
Yeah, so there. But that's just dumb. And then New in Town, which we're going to review here in the segment. Well, not review.
We'll talk about it.
There was a... If you don't know, if you don't watch the news... You know, the Midwest has actually had some rough times over the last 6 months because we had all the storms knocked all our power out
for
2 weeks.
That was great.
Back in September. Thanks, Ike. And now there was a big snowstorm that kind of, snow and ice that came through our area. And there was a screening on the day that they had the big snow and ice storm.
Right.
And it was at literally the farthest theater you could get from, because you and I live relatively close to each other. Farthest you can get to from our general area,
yeah,
and take in the most freeways and just there was no way we were going to make it.
No,
so
I thought about it, but I would have had to leave 4 hours early.
Yeah, so. Now if it was like an advanced screening of The Watchmen,
well, yeah,
I would have put on like snowshoes and gone out there.
There you go.
You know, but yeah, so we had to skip that one just because of inclement weather.
Yeah,
they closed school. That's okay.
Sure.
So we're going to sort of talk about the movies and say what we probably are going to think and maybe talk about what other people have said. But right now, you're going to get our witty banter for most of the show.
Bear with us a little bit, please.
So, anyways, let's get this movie, get this first review out of the way. New in Town, Renee Zellweger plays an up-and-coming Miami executive who gets sent to Minnesota to restructure. Okay, that would have been cool. To resurrect
that
something.
That would be neat.
That'd be like New in Town. Renee Zellweger plays a Wiccan or something. Anyway, she goes Minnesota to restructure a company and fall in love.
Hmm. Ooh, I'm stranded in this frozen wasteland.
There's someone that I want you to meet.
This is Ted Mitchell.
Ted, you live around here?
Yeah, I moved up here 10 years ago.
Why?
Excuse me?
Oh, dear.
Trying to set me up? I will not get personally attached to this town or anybody in it.
You know, you're not so bad when you're unconscious.
I don't need to be carried by some sexy man.
You think I'm sexy, huh?
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think this movie is going to be like, Chris?
Well, you know, I'm a chick and all. So
I noticed that.
Thank you. Yes. So I was okay seeing it. I actually was kind of looking forward to it because I like Harry Connick Jr.
It looks actually kind of cute.
And yeah.
Isn't like one of the ads saying it's the first great funny movie of 2009?
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, who would have said that?
You know, last year, first week of the year, One Missed Call was the best movie of the year.
Mm, that's true.
And then the next week, more movies came out.
I'm still recovering from Mad Money from last year.
Ouch.
So, yeah, I think this would have been better than that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's Renee Zellweger. How bad can it be?
Well, you know what's funny,
she's kind of cute.
I tend to like her, but I hate her. I don't like her as an actor. She annoys me, but I will admit she is a very good actor.
I have a special word for Renee Zellweger.
Okay, what is it?
She's a little squidgy.
Is that because her face is all squidgy?
She gets a little squidgy.
Squidgy, yeah. Yeah, I'll buy that.
So she's cute. She's just a little squidgy.
She's cute. She needs to eat a sandwich. She maybe needs to eat some comfort food up in Minnesota. But yeah, this is sort of like Fargo without the violence meets Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah.
Without the pre-existing relationship.
Right.
So I don't know. There was a certain part of me that says I could go either way on this because I like a good romantic comedy. And this time of year, honestly, I like stuff that's just really dumb.
Well, yeah.
You know, I liked Paul Blart Mall Cop, and apparently so does America.
Did. Yeah, well, I'd rather not talk about that. It, you know, makes me worry a little bit about the state of our country.
Makes you sad.
It does make me sad.
You feel like a Republican on November 5th?
A little bit, yeah.
I was like, well, I can't believe they voted for him. Yeah.
Every week I get up and I check the box office listings and I go, oh, what have you done?
Oh, so.
But really, what else is there right now? Not a lot.
I mean, I like Renee Zellweger and I like goofy movies, especially this time of year when everyone's like, oh, Benjamin Button, you know, or whatever. Yeah. But it could have been like, what was that awful thing she did with Ewan McGregor? Down with Love. Did you see that one? Were you reviewing movies back then?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, I saw that one.
And that movie just was like a knife in the eye. And I knew somebody who just loved it. And I'm just like, no, I hated this movie.
It wasn't bad. It was kind of campy and goofy.
Yeah, but I don't know why, but that movie, I just hated that movie. Now, I've caught parts of it on cable, and I'm like, that's okay. Not as bad. And there was a certain sort of punchiness to it that...
Yeah, and you have to be ready for the punchiness.
Yeah, but see, also, I don't get movies from the 60s.
That's true. We talked about that.
Did we talk about that? Yeah, because I'll see movies and they'll be like the greatest, you know, like the most known movie from the 60s. And I'm like, yeah, I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I wasn't around, so.
No, neither was I. Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
So anyhow, this one, we can't even grade it because we haven't seen it, but they chose to show it to us. They just put it in a very inconvenient
So it's not
theater.
The studio's fault.
Yeah, so it's not, it does not get a preemptive suck. It just gets a sort of vacuum, you know, just a moment of silence.
Yes.
Moment of silence for Newentown. And when we come back, it's time for us to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to review the other two movies we haven't seen and try and entertain you for like 10 minutes. So that's it. We'll be back. And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies. I'm here. I'm the fat guy.
I am not.
Yeah, you're not. You're neither fat nor a guy.
Right.
So work on that.
I'll work on that.
Next time.
Do you have any cookies? You had cookies last time I was here.
You know, I did have cookies, but I'm trying to cut back.
Okay.
So even though we're snowed in.
I'll have to work on that at home then.
That's right. Work on getting fatter. If you want to be on the show again, put on some pounds.
Okay.
KDK. All right. Let's move on to the reviews.
Oh, yes, because we have so much to talk about.
So it's nothing to talk about. We might dip into the other items from the next segment.
Oh, okay.
Because we got the whole, we're going to talk about the Oscars.
Okay.
You know, we're going to talk about the most boring Oscar ballot ever.
Yes.
Yes. But before we do that, let's talk about Taken. Liam Neeson plays an ex-spy who opens a camp. Yeah, who opens up a can of whoop-ass against the people who kidnapped his daughter.
If you're looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money, but what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Where are they?
If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it.
You have a 96-hour...
What?
To never finding her.
No!
But if you don't, I will kill you.
Good luck.
This stars Maggie Grace as well.
Oh.
Do you know who Maggie Grace is?
Yeah, I do.
She's from Columbus, actually.
Is she?
She went to Worthington High School.
I did not know that.
That's right.
Wow.
And they didn't
screen it here.
That's right. They didn't. Yeah, they didn't even screen it here. She's in a movie. It's a hometown girl, and it's not even like a walk-on scene, you know. But you know, there's a lot of people from who went to. Do you know like Jennifer Gardner went to school in Ohio?
Right.
Yeah. I could have been partying with her.
I know.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I could have like had her like reject me.
Well, you'd still have the story.
That's true. And Maria Trichinosis, or whatever her name is, from the Greek girl from like one of the Law and Order, Kanakaritis or something like that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She went to OSU.
Okay.
I actually know somebody who knows, it's like a friend of a friend, who had her in his student film. He did some student film, and she was in it. Idiot did not get signed releases. After she became famous, he contacted her or via her agent.
Right, yeah.
And was like, can I get Marina to sign a release? The word from the agent was bury it.
Nice.
If you're going to do student films or whatever, get everyone to sign a release.
Is signed.
Because you have no idea who's going to become the next big star.
Wow.
Yeah. So rules of the road. And don't badmouth J.J. Abrams or you might get kicked off Lost.
Yeah, that would be no good.
Which is what happened to Maggie Grace, allegedly.
Really?
Supposedly.
That's what she did?
Yeah. Well, what happened was supposedly she was on TV talking about when she did The Fog, that huge blockbuster with Superboy.
Right.
She was on the radio or some interview, and she kind of was like, yeah, Lost is kind of a stepping stone because it really hadn't totally taken off yet. Now it's like everyone's about Lost. But she's kind of like, yeah, it's a stepping stone. I want to go into movies. And then like she gets shot.
Do something bigger.
Yeah, so.
Soon.
So she totally got axed. So you basically don't badmouth J.J. Abrams and don't drunk drive.
And don't say anything bad about John Cleese either.
What?
Did you hear that about his girlfriend?
No.
Who made some comments about him a week ago and now he dumped her.
On Lost? Oh, he dumped her.
Yeah.
Well, she's not on Lost.
No. But she's been dumped and you don't say anything bad about John Cleese.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course,
he was getting the better end of that deal anyways, because...
Well, he is like 140.
Yeah, and she was youngin'. Like
oh, except she's not.
How old is she?
She said she was 27. Apparently, she is actually 45.
That's probably why he dumped her.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm John freaking Cleese here, and if I'm going to be banging somebody, she's going to be under 30 years old.
Yeah.
That's right. Sort of like a Jerry Halliwell thing. Do you remember that?
No.
You don't follow the Spice Girls, probably.
Not religiously, no.
Not religiously?
No.
But you sort of follow them in a secular way?
I know who they are, yes.
No, she was like, it was supposed to be like the young, hot girls. This is way back in like the 90s.
Yeah.
And it came out that Jerry Halliwell was in her 30s. Yeah.
They should have put her out to pasture.
And Mel B then got fat into Dancing with the Stars, so...
Oh, where have the Spice Girls gone?
I'll tell you what I want, what I really really, really want. Anyways, I want to see, I want to see Taken. I actually
do. Yeah, I did too.
It's been out everywhere else but the U.S., and apparently they're not going to show it to us in Columbus. So this one does get a preemptive suck.
Yes, it does.
Even though I do want to see Liam Neeson go crazy, I think he might actually be able to beat Paul Blart.
I love Liam Neeson.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, well.
I love him too. Not in a... religious way.
No.
Or biblical way, rather. Anyways, let's move on. The All uninvited right. Two sisters become suspicious of their dad's new girlfriend, who was their dead mother's nurse. Hmm. Yep, another January horror movie and another movie starring Elizabeth Banks.
Lovely.
Listen, Anna, I know that you're supposed to hate dad's new girlfriend, but I'm really hoping that we can make this work. Alex, something happened.
Yeah?
I had a dream.
There were children. I think they were trying to warn us.
Your daughter got it in her mind somehow that your fiancé killed the family she worked for.
Look at this.
We need to find out who Rachel Summers really is.
So, they didn't screen this for us. That's no surprise.
No, these movies usually don't screen.
What is a surprise? David Strathairn.
I know.
What's he doing in this movie?
I don't know.
Isn't he, like, respectable?
I thought so.
He played, like, a child molester in Dolores Claiborne, and then...
Clearly he's slumming.
Poor guy. I worked on a movie with him, but I never got to meet him.
Really?
I had a baby.
Oh.
Yeah. I was literally...
That was the one that you had the baby in the middle of something, right?
Yeah, it was like a 3-week shoot.
Yeah.
And I was there for 2 weeks, and my wife was pregnant, and she wasn't due for like 3 weeks or whatever. She was due like a week after production was the wrap. And the director, Karen Moncrief, comes over to me one day, and she's like, have you seen the movie State and Maine, which is a movie, there's a character who plays a first AD in the movie, and his wife's pregnant, and she's going into labor while they're doing the movie. And I'm like, yeah, that's not going to happen. Then it did.
Nice.
So I wasn't there for the last week, which is when David came in.
Oh, but, well, that's too bad.
Yeah. But I did get to work with Margaret Collin. She was really cool, though. You know who she is, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was really cool. Agnes Bruckner was in it, who was in Vacancy 2 and Blood
Vacancy
and Chocolate.
Too,
that's
even.
Right.
Yeah, wow.
She's getting some work now. It's kind of nice to see her.
And
do
Blood
work.
And Chocolate.
Blood and Chocolate. Well, she's in. She's playing in Private Practice. Do you watch that show?
No.
You shouldn't.
I know.
But
yeah, I do have some taste.
No. Yeah. It's not a good show. But the only reason I watch it is because I know I'm going to get the DVD. So instead of.
Well, yeah, I do that too a lot.
It's sort of like when you want to build yourself up against poison. You take the poison in little amounts.
Yes.
So then you build up resistance. Because if you down a whole can of arsenic, you're going to die.
I take notes all season long.
Really?
I do.
Well, you take notes, don't you? I don't.
Sometimes,
I never take notes. The only time I take notes is when I find something really biting to say about somebody.
And you just can't let it go. Because you know if you wait until the end of the movie, you're going to forget it.
Oh, yeah. I wrote down after I saw Underworld last week.
Yeah.
I wrote down my pull quote for Rotten Tomatoes, which was, for all you guys that were dragged to see Twilight, bring your woman to see what a real vampire werewolf movie is about.
Does it take place in Alaska? Because it really should.
It should. There's a real vampire problem in Alaska.
There is, yes. And they really should do something about that.
They should. I call for some federal funding or something.
We should do a campaign.
Let's get
that
on the
should
horn.
Do our, we should get ribbons.
Get on, well, we ran out of colors. We got the Dane Cook ribbons. Although I started another movement this week.
Oh, I don't want to hear
got,
about your movements.
No. I start that. I don't start. I mean, hey, it's a continuous process with me. No, but my movement is I'm like, because My Bloody Valentine did so well.
Yep.
In 3D, and it's so cool in 3D, and it probably sucks in 2D. They need to start resurrecting old horror movies, old 3D movies, and putting them into the digital format. Because you just need the two images, and you can take it off. You can take it off the original prints, and not off the Anaglyph one, the one print.
Okay.
And stuff like Jaws 3D. Wouldn't it be awesome to see Jaws 3D in that?
Jaws would
like,
be pretty cool in 3D.
Digital 3D. That would be so awesome with Simon McCorkendale.
I know some people who would be very upset about that, though.
Why?
Well, Jason.
Well, Jason doesn't like 3D. Jason Zingale?
Yes. Yeah. Jason hates anything that's in 3D.
Yeah, well, these movies were originally in 3D. That's the whole point. Don't go don't extract 3D out of movies that aren't, which they're wanting to do. Stuff like Friday the 13th Part 3. That was shot in 3D.
Right.
So put it and just release it in the digital format.
I'd see it.
I would. I totally would. Dial M for Murder, the original House of Wax. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
So if you go to Film School Rejects to my WTF page, you'll find my link to a petition where you can sign. It has one signature, which is mine right now.
There aren't any ribbons for that either?
No ribbons. Well, we had the brown
Seriously,
ribbon.
Come on.
Stop Dane Cook. What? There's no, all the colors are taken.
You can come up with another color. Come on.
There's only, well, I mean, yeah, there's, you can go to Photoshop and there's millions of colors there, but it sort of looks like a red ribbon. And then claim that everyone wearing a red ribbon is all about. Of course, red ribbons are not chic now. It's all pink ribbons now. That's a big deal. Anyways, we got to go to a break. Oh, The Uninvited sucks. Preemptive suck. We don't even know anything about it. Except Elizabeth Banks. Who cares about
Good
her?
Good enough.
She needs another movie. She needs another movie. Like, I need a kick in the face.
Well, that...
She made a... Are you going to give me a kick in the face? She made a porno, then she played Laura Bush. Come on.
Miles of hard road, 33 years of tough luck, 44 skulls buried in the ground, crawling down through the muck. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies. We are talking about a little bit of nothing this week.
We've already done two segments of nothing.
Yeah. We've got more to go.
Yes.
Let's talk about some more nothing.
Kristen, why don't you sing for us this
No,
week?
There will be no singing this week.
Right. Should we do the normal stuff to make us actually sound like we know what we're talking about with the box office?
Sure.
Let's plow through the box office. Then we can talk about like boiling oil and potatoes.
Oh, dear.
I'll do the other items first. Then we'll go through Oscar.
It's a good thing that there are no visuals on this show.
Oh, there will be, because there's going to be links to things.
Don't look. Whatever
Anyways,
you do.
Last week's box office, Paul Blart Kills Vampires and Werewolves. What'd you think?
I have no comment.
you've lost faith in society.
I have lost faith in humanity. Or at least movie-going humanity.
Well, but it lost to Underworld. Were you really... I mean, it...
Well, it's
was
true.
It
there wasn't really a lot out last week, yeah. So...
I actually liked Underworld.
Did you?
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, it was vampires and werewolves.
I would see it. I mean, it's vampires and werewolves.
Beat the pants off of Twilight. I mean, Twilight. Here's my impression of Twilight. I'm a vampire, and oh my gosh, I want to kiss you, and oh, you smell so good, man.
Yeah, it was kind of whiny.
And then Underworld. Just people tearing. Like, they're like literally cutting werewolves in half.
Well, see, that sounds awesome.
It was cool.
Maybe I'll see it this weekend.
It's worth seeing. And what the best part is, it's like, you know, like a Academy, you know, a Golden Globe nominee, Michael Sheen,
yeah,
as a werewolf.
Where did that come from?
He was in the first two.
Okay.
Yeah.
But don't you think he's kind of grown out of that now?
I love Michael Sheen. He's awesome.
He's David Frost.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, Inkheart, that one didn't do very well.
No, which surprised me because
really?
I liked it.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was like a really bad version of something I would really love.
Hmm. See, but I love to read all the time.
Well, yeah, I love reading too. Yeah, reading's awesome.
And I just thought it was really creative and imaginative and, you know, watching the characters come to life and I don't know.
I didn't think they had enough of that. That was my beef with Inkheart is that it's like, if you said this is the movie, what it's about, I said this is what it would start out in the book, and it'd be like big, and he was sort of like how Bolt started out in his,
oh yeah,
you know, and they never had that. They never had all the stuff in the book. It was
That's
all
true. They could have done
the
a little bit
world.
Better.
Yeah,
I'll give you that much. And it was kind of complex.
They needed some more flying monkeys in it, and then
that's true.
Then like the whole like sort of, I was like when they finally figured out what to do at the end, I'm like, I would have like tried that years ago.
It's true.
So, but then again, it's Brendan Fraser. He's not that smart.
Which really, you know, I was kind of surprised by Brendan Fraser because he wasn't nearly as bad as he usually is.
He cheeses it up. I would love to see Brendan Fraser do Hamlet. But not to tell, because he can do dramatic acting. I mean, I've seen stuff like The Quiet American, and okay. He does a really good job dramatic. But when he does sort of his big budget take on things.
Yeah, and then he starts freaking out about things. Wah!
Yeah, I mean, he sort of goes into Judge of the Jungle mode.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Have him do Hamlet?
I'd see that.
Be like, to be or not to be.
Ah!
Ah! That would be awesome. Take note, Hollywood. That's what we want. Anywho, nothing else. Nothing else exciting going on in the box office this week. What do you think is going to win this week?
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Go out on a limb there.
If it was The Uninvited. Just because it's a crappy horror movie.
Yeah, but no crappy horror movies won this year.
That's true.
All of them have come in second or less.
Yeah. Okay.
And they've had 4 weeks of it. So.
That's true.
Even My Bloody Valentine didn't win. It was Paul Blart.
True.
So I think it's going to be Taken.
I know.
The movie's already made its budget back. It cost $40 million. It's made like $70 million worldwide.
Well, then it doesn't matter.
So it's all gravy.
Which I think they can probably make in a few weeks here. So.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be Taken. And Uninvited. Who knows? Paul Blart will probably beat it.
Oh, please don't say that.
Paul Blart. He's coming back. You know there's going to be a sequel. You know there's going to be a sequel. There is so going to be a sequel. It'll be like Paul Blart 2, Paul Blarter, or something like that.
This time he's got a bigger Segway.
Four wheel. Paul Blart, four wheeling. All right. So that's what we think. Should we move on to the diversion stuff since we literally have nothing to talk about? I'm dying to talk about. These are sort of like, I sent you the show notes.
Yeah.
And it reads like a Scrubs episode.
A little bit, yeah.
Because it's like my whatever.
Yeah, and I don't know what, well, I do know what some of this stuff is now, but I don't know what we're talking about, and it makes me a little bit nervous.
Well, the first one is My Oil Burn.
Okay, yeah. That one I know about now.
This one is just gross.
It's terrifying.
There's going to be visual.
Please don't look at the pictures online. Don't do it.
There's going to be a picture of this giant blister. I burned myself with oil. Literally burned myself with oil. Hurt like crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take a picture of this blister because it's about the size of a quarter.
It's bigger than a quarter.
And it's lumpy. It probably sticks out from my wrist. I don't know, maybe a quarter.
Should we measure it? Can we measure it? Do you have a tape measure around?
I don't have a way to measure it. I don't have a blister measure. We can eyeball it. Anyway, so my oil burn.
That's the size of an eyeball.
You can take a look at this. This is the reason why I didn't get really anything done this week, because it hurt.
I can understand that.
Like a mofo.
And how did you do it?
I was cooking potatoes. I was doing fried potatoes. I was making breakfast for the family because we had school canceled and my wife's a teacher. So everybody was home. And I'm like, I'll make dinner. And I heated the oil first, and I let it on there because I was trying to multitask and it was in there too long. And then I put the potatoes on and it came and it hit me. I'm like, wow.
That's a lot of oil, though. I mean, that's a huge spot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It the water and it just made it fly. Oh, it was so painful. Shall we do my potato next?
I guess so. I'm a little nervous about the potato.
This is the truth. And I know this isn't the internet only segment, so we can't talk too candidly.
Okay.
Let's just say I was making dinner the other day.
Potatoes.
And we were using potatoes and I was peeling them and I came across, let's just say, the most inappropriately shaped potato I've ever found in my life.
Oh dear.
Now Kristen has not seen this. And I've hidden it from her. But now I have to show it to her.
I haven't been allowed to see the potato.
And I want to see what your reaction is. What do you think of it? It is the most... Kristen, can you describe this in safe radio terms?
I can't describe that in safe radio terms.
Do you want to hold it?
No, I don't.
It gets bigger. Go to fatguysatthemovies.com. I will post a picture of this. But yeah, if you just kind of sit there...
That is an impressive potato.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's sort of like when people see Jesus in the side of a barn,
right?
In a water stain.
I think
you could
enter that in like the fair or something. Maybe you should save it.
They just do big. It's not impressive by size.
No.
Let's just put that out there. You know, unless you're, you know, Neil Miller, it's probably impressive by size.
Poor Neil.
No, but I will take a picture of this. I'll put it on Fat Guys in the Movies. It's a significant piece of something.
Spud
is the perfect word for this. But I mean, yeah. Now, if you look at it, it's sort of like the face on Mars. If you look at it wrong, it doesn't quite...
It doesn't look like anything.
Then you do this.
Oh, there it is.
And there it is. You're just like, wow. And as a guy, I couldn't bring myself to peel it.
No.
So, if you haven't figured out already what it's shaped like, or if you have and you want to see it, I'm thinking of getting it bronzed.
I think it's worth getting bronzed.
Yeah. My wife's like, I got to take that to school and show my friends.
Oh, dear. And the kids.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, look what I found.
We could bake it and then eat it whole. Mm. Yuck. Anyways. So go to fatguysatthemovies.com so you can see my potato. Next one. Should we do, which one? Let's do the monsters versus alien.
Just take whatever you want.
I have to give a shout out to the monsters versus alien people because they sent us... some cool sound bites and stuff that I might throw up on the site. Yeah. And they have background and they're going to be doing a 3D commercial during the Super Bowl.
Sweet.
You know that, didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They sent us glasses. So I don't even have to bother finding anaglyph glasses for this.
Really?
So.
Well, I have like 20 pair of 3D glasses.
From Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Oh yeah. From all of those. I have giant, like bright green ones. And
yeah.
They are the coolest ones ever.
Oh wow.
I think Open Season, maybe.
Open Season? No. Oh, the ones with the green rims was probably Chicken Little. Chicken Little.
I didn't see Chicken Little, though.
You didn't?
No. I mean, not in the theater.
Yeah. Open Season. Well, but that was...
There was something else.
That was the polarized 3D. Or the digital 3D.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyhow. But yeah, I've got some great 3D glasses.
Yeah, I might also throw some clips on about the interviews from... I mean, I don't know. We may drop
whatever
them
you feel
here,
like doing.
Who knows? Yeah. But, you know, I feel since they sent me some cool stuff... Got to mention, watch the Monsters versus Aliens.
Well, yeah.
commercial in the Super Bowl. We're literally taping the Super Bowl. I'm not a big sports fan.
Yeah, I'm not either. I watch one football game a year.
Yeah,
it's this one. Well, I only watch the commercials.
Normally I like tape. Like I tape 24.
Yeah.
I'll zip through the commercials. This one I'm going to zip through the program.
Oh yeah. I only watch it so I can eat Doritos and watch commercials.
You're not allowed to eat Doritos and watch commercials.
It's more outside of an occasion. It's a special occasion for Dorito eating
totally
and commercial watching.
Jonesing for Doritos.
Oh,
Doritos. And we're snowed in.
Oh, there's no getting out now. Maybe you can ask the guy with the snowblower.
You know, he was out earlier. But
was
he? He was in a yellow parka yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Anywho.
He could be in your backyard right now.
Speaking of, well, he could be.
Yep.
Speaking of eating, Joan Rivers eats a dog.
Yes. That's what I hear.
Did you hear about this?
I heard about that. Yes.
You have heard the story though.
A little. Yes. But you might as well tell it again.
Well, it's just that I do a call into a station in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, you know, because that is how deep my penetration is to the movie reviewing public.
Wow.
I do entertainment, sort of weird entertainment news.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically, I call this guy every Tuesday morning. We just make fun of celebrities. And I'm doing my show prep, which basically means I go to IMDb and I look up stories.
Yeah.
And the first one, it's on the front page of IMDb. It says Joan Rivers ate a dog in China.
Yes.
Now, the truth behind it isn't as cool as the image that initially came to mind. Basically, she was over in China. She's a dog lover. She's got dogs, and she's working with our rescue groups. And she went to China, and she thinks that at one point she was served dog. Because it's not uncommon for that to be eaten in certain areas, certain places in Asia.
Mm-hmm.
I just had this picture of Joan Rivers kind of running down the street in China, just snatching somebody's dog and just start gnawing on. That would be so cool.
A big fluffy one.
Yeah. Yeah. Because she's scary looking to begin with.
She is. Yeah.
I mean, she looks like a vampire.
Maybe she took the fur and used it to make a hat.
Ooh. She'd be like, can we talk? That would just be awesome.
Would have been kind of like Tropic Thunder with Ben Stiller.
Yes.
And his panda.
Yes. Yes. That's it. That's all our other items. We have 27 seconds to talk about the Oscars.
Okay.
Boring.
Yeah. No surprises.
They should have at least nominated The Dark Knight for Best Picture. It would never win.
Well, no.
But people would then watch.
Yeah, it would be interesting.
So that's all I have to say. Yeah. Anyways, what would be your pick for Best Picture, though?
I'm still going for Benjamin Button.
Really?
Yeah, just because I liked it.
I think Slumdog's going to win.
I know. But I'm pulling for it anyway.
Well, you do that. And we're going to go to a break.
Okay.
And welcome back to the final segment of Fat Guys at the Movies this week. As we left the last segment, we were talking about how boring the Oscars are going to be, because there are no surprises
You
whatsoever.
Never know. It's Hugh Jackman. He could make it fun.
He could.
You
probably
know we'll
not
watch it anyway.
It's going to be 3 hour. It's going to be so long. And no one's going to care.
No. You know, I think if they could end it at 11, more people would watch. But they just drag it out until 1 o'clock in the morning, and it's just exhausting.
Well, do you know why? Because it's so Hollywood-centric. They're just like, oh, it's only going to 9 o'clock. Yeah, on the West Coast at 9 o'clock. Did I ever tell you my thought of what they should do with the Oscars?
More montages?
Yes,
because really there aren't enough montages.
More montages, and they should bring back Billy Crystal to sing. Ooh. Yeah, right. No.
I could sing. No.
Yes. Come on, give us a tune.
No,
I think what they should do is they should just cut the thing down to an hour and just rock it through everything and charge three times as much for the advertising, because people would pay. Because they lose so much audience over the course of the 3 hours that people who get their commercials in the back end probably aren't paying nearly as much. If you say it's going to be in an hour show, you get people paying lots of money because people would stick through that.
That's true.
And then run a ticker at the bottom and put advertising at the bottom of the screen. Sell the space all over the place.
There you go.
And just blast through the
maybe
things.
They can have the host wear logos, you know, like sports teams.
Oh, yeah, like NASCAR.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
That would work. You'd make tons of money.
All right. You want to do the whip sound for the DVD roundup? There we go. All right. I'll let you start.
Oh, me first?
Yes, you first.
Okay. Well, my DVD pick of the week is Rock and Rolla.
Yes.
Guy Ritchie's latest.
Yes.
With Gerard Butler, who finally redeems himself from Nim's Island.
Wow, you were really hating on Nim's Island. You dragged that one out. That was like 10 months ago.
Yeah, well, it hurt, and I'm still recovering.
It got me an interview with Gerard Butler, so I was okay with it.
Well, there's that.
Yeah. So, but you liked Danny Newton was a little skinny in this one.
Well, yeah, but, you know, that's kind of the point.
I guess. Okay. She was better than NW.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah. So, no, that was a good movie. I enjoyed it. I'm going to actually, another rock for me is The Rocker.
Really?
The Rocker with Rainn Wilson. I watched it again. I saw it in the theaters, then I watched it again.
Is it better
DVD.
The second time?
Oh, I liked it. I liked it the okay. first time anyways. And I thought it was really funny the second time. Just because it's Rainn Wilson. I mean, he looks like Rosie O'Donnell on a drug binge.
Nice.
When he's got like the long hair and everything.
You know, I didn't think that when I first saw it, but now I kind of need to go back and watch it so I can see that.
The Rocker's pretty funny. And the DVD has tons of stuff. He has this whole segment where he does Rainn Wilson's book notes, and he's interviewing Slash from Guns N' Roses.
Nice.
About his book.
Mm-hmm.
And he introduces him as Maya Angelou.
Nice.
Starts asking questions about poetry. And it's like, I know Slash had to be in on the joke, but even he's such a terrible actor. He's just like, what are you doing? And Rainn Wilson is just all over the map. So Rainn Wilson is the reason to see this movie.
Okay.
So it was funny. I liked it. And then I also have to give a shout out to Hulk Versus.
Hulk Versus.
Yes. They're awesome. Did you get these?
No, I didn't.
They're like 30, 40 minute. They're like short films, but they're 30 or 45 minutes. And one of them is him fighting Wolverine and one of them is him fighting Thor.
Okay. That's kind of cool.
It is cool. And what's great is since it's a DVD, you don't have Saturday morning censorship and anything. So it's a little harder core. Yes. I mean, they don't have like, you know, like crazy stuff going on, but it's violent.
Well, it sounds like fun.
And the Super Friends, the all new Super Friends Hour.
Yes.
Volume 2 came out.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, you've got like three picks this week.
That's have anything else?
Can I take another one?
Yes, go on.
I'm going to throw in Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins!
The 45th anniversary edition.
You know, the only thing with it is I think they're probably going to have another version come out in about 5 years.
Well, they had another version come out 5 years ago, so
yeah.
Why not?
So.
But I watched it, and I've been singing Step in Time all week.
Are you talking?
All week.
Are you talking in like a Cockney accent?
I would if I could.
Are you going to be like Dick Van Dyke?
Sure.
Dick Van Dyke, yeah. Who is the worst accent ever. He's like worse than Audrey Hepburn in My Fair Lady
awesome.
At the beginning.
Come on.
Mary Poppins. I'll give you Mary Poppins.
There you go.
That's a good movie. Good movie. So anyways, the stinker, I'm going to throw Pride and Glory.
Oh, I'm with you there.
Yeah, that was a terrible movie.
It was terrible.
Especially when you get to the drunk John Voight scene.
Actually, that was my favorite part of the whole movie. That was like the only good part, the only entertaining part of the whole movie.
Well, I wouldn't say it was good. It was entertaining.
Yeah.
Because it is one of those things where I literally think John Voight got drunk on set and just kept going and they're just like, roll the camera. This is gold. It's so uncomfortable.
I think John Voight should be drunk in every movie.
John Voight is really cool. I interviewed him a couple years ago for Transformers.
Sweet.
For that movie about you, The Abomination Who Wears Pants.
Oh, right.
The September Dawn.
Yes. Best movie ever.
And he was really cool with that. But he's cool. I mean, John Voight, you go drinking with John Voight. I'm sure,
nice.
Sure he wasn't that movie. But, you know, there was so much crap out this week. There was like Lakeview Terrace. Did you like Lakeview Terrace?
I kind of liked it, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I was.
It was kind of guilty pleasure, though.
Oh, terrible movie.
Yeah. It was just entertaining because it's Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
See, but you like The Spirit, so shut up.
But I like it for crap, the crap that it was. You
well,
know?
Yeah.
Anyways.
That was the same thing with Lakeview Terrace.
Anyways, let's review what wrap up. New in Town, Taken, The Uninvited. We haven't seen any of them.
Nope.
The last two have to get a preemptive suck.
Yep.
And next week, you probably won't be with us, but we'll see how Neil's doing this week.
He's recovered by next week.
The Pink Panther 2, Push, He's Just Not That Into You, Fanboys, and Coraline.
There's a ton coming out next
There's
week.
There's a lot, yeah.
Because, you know, they haven't had anything coming out in January.
That's right.
At all.
But you know what? No horror movies. Oh, wait. No horror movies. That's amazing. And we're not going to get to see Fanboys. So
that's
anyways.
Too bad. I've been looking forward to that one.
Yeah, so have I. Anyways. FatGuysInTheMovies.com. We will see you guys next week.
Okay, you do need a kick in the face.